let's also briefly touch on the issue of SAGE 2A with bulky disease. And you have a 19-year-old lady. What happened with her?
Yes, so this was a young woman with bulky stage 2A Hodgkin lymphoma with a bulky mediastinal mass, which classically is defined as where the ratio of the mass, the maximum diameter of the mass to the maximum diameter of the chest wall in plain chest X-ray is greater than a third, or a peripheral mass is greater than 10 centimeters. And she had right supraclavicular nodal involvement and bulky mediastinal adenopathy. She received 6 cycles of ABVD, and this was from 2013 to 2014. Her end of treatment PET CT was negative, and I did not add radiation therapy, and I'll get into the reasons for that. And she is done fine, has had no evidence of recurrence. And actually, I just discharged her from 4.5-year follow-up in continuous remission, and she will contact me for the unlikely but not impossible event of a recurrence. So this is really based on sort of limited data, which was initially presented as a presentation at the ASH meeting in 2007 by Kerry Savage of the British Columbia Cancer Agency. They have provincial health care, government health care, so they set policies for the province. So they set a policy that patients with stage 3 and 4 Hodgkin lymphoma or stage 2 bulky Hodgkin lymphoma would receive 6 cycles of ABVD. Those who had residual masses of 2 centimeters or greater would undergo PET scanning. The rest would not and would just be followed without radiation therapy. And so the patients who had residual masses who were PET negative received no further therapy, just like those who did not have a residual mass. Those who were PET positive received radiation therapy. So what they found was that patients with residual masses who underwent PET scanning, if the PET was negative, they had the same excellent outcome as those who did not have residual masses. They then further went into the weeds and they looked at the patients who underwent PET scanning according to whether they initially had bulky disease. And those patients who had initial bulky disease and underwent PET scanning where the PET was negative had the same excellent outcome without radiation therapy. And that was the basis for me not radiating patients with bulky mediastinal disease for 10 years. And somewhat disappointingly, rather than publishing this, they presented another abstract at ASH in 2015 reporting the same results with longer follow-up. So on the basis of this, because of my concern, particularly in young women like this patient, who are particularly vulnerable to these long-term effects of radiation therapy, I stopped giving these patients radiation therapy. I was kind of in the minority of our group. People still were continuing to give radiation therapy, regardless of whether the PET scan was positive or negative. And I probably have 10 to 15 patients over the last 10 years. Not a single one has relapsed, not one, which is an anecdote. So I think, in my practice, I really do not like to radiate these patients.